Hillary Clinton calls to abolish the Electoral College after casting electoral vote for Joe Biden. By Hannah Blow on December 14, 2020. Former Trump challenger Hillary Clinton called to abolish the Electoral College on Monday after she, an elector, cast a vote for Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA. Electors across the country are meeting to cast their votes for the next president of the United States, formalizing the results of their respective states. Clinton, one of New York's electors, posted a picture celebrating the fact that she cast her vote for Biden and Harris, though she also used the opportunity to call for the abolishment of the Electoral College. "I believe we should abolish the Electoral College and select our president by the winner of the popular vote, same as every other office. But while it still exists, I was proud to cast my vote in New York for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris," she said. Clinton is hardly the first high-profile political figure to call for the end of the Electoral College, which essentially serves as a safeguard against mob rule in presidential elections. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, who lost to Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden in the last two Democrat primaries, has also called to end the age-old system. As Breitbart News explained, proponents of the Electoral College system, however, note that the Founding Fathers set up the Electoral College system as a safeguard against mob rule, preventing densely populated areas, particularly on the coasts, from determining the results of presidential elections. The Electoral College essentially gives communities in less populous states a fair, proportional voice in determining the direction of the country. Other Democrats, including Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, have expressed support to rid the U.S. of the Electoral College as well. Last year, the New York lawmaker mocked the Electoral College and Middle America's voice on social media after posting a video panning to empty plainlands, offering a bit of sarcastic commentary. "Many votes here, as you can see. Very efficient way to choose leadership of the country. I mean, I can't think of any other way. Can you?" she asked. Congress will count the votes on January 6.